It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, folks, this is your daily sports dump. This is your host, Joe Canelli. And it is February 25th, I believe. I'm not even going to check. I think that's what it is. All right. Well, we got jokes for you today, but before the jokes, we are going to get right into it with our, because I've got some big news, folks. And by big news, I mean it's time for our NFL mock draft update. And today's discovery is the Sports Illustrated website, SI.com. I forgot Sports Illustrated still existed. But they do, and not only do they exist, but just today they released 2020 NFL Mock Draft 8.0. And now, folks, this is the final mock before the NFL Combine. I'm just going to read, I'm not even going to read the whole thing, but I will say, I'll just read the intro. Let's take a look at our one last mock draft before the top prospects are interviewed, measured, and tested at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. In other words, before it even matters at all. Let's look at our final and eighth mock draft. Our expert mock drafter has three quarterbacks in the top, blah, 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 blah. So I believe this intro was written by Kevin Hansen because he's got the byline here. That makes me think he's calling himself our expert mock drafter. Now, we do that here, but our expert mock drafter is probably a six-year-old. So we're a little more tongue-in-cheek. As it is, congratulations to Sports Illustrated for being the leader, I didn't even know this, A, first for existing, B, for having an 8.0 2 months out. That is your mockable mock draft update. Okay. And now on to the jokes. The NHL trade deadline passed yesterday, which means we are mere months away from paying attention to hockey. Now, this comes right off the top of me doing that mock draft thing. It's kind of the same joke twice. Huh? See how honest I am? All right. If you laughed, that's still okay, though. I've been informed that Quincy is happy with pity laughs, and I've always believed a groan is as good as a laugh. So we're open to really any kind of input from you folks. I'll get back to that later. Now in boxing news, Deontay Wilder said he regrets wearing a 40-pound costume into the ring before his loss to Tyson Fury on Saturday night. No word on if he regrets getting the shit kicked out of him. My guess is he does, if he can remember it. In the baseball, Yankees outfielder Brett Gardner was granted a restraining order against a fan who'd been stalking and harassing him. I mean, this is just disgusting, folks. Who the hell's a fan of Brett Gardner? Now, for her part, the fan admitted she was only stalking Gardner until she could find a better player to replace him. Okay. I am a Brett Gardner fan. For the record, moving on. It was revealed this week that Madison Baumgartner has been secretly participating in roping competitions. Now, in a semi-related story, his former teammate Pablo Sandoval has been banned from competing in rodeo contests after crushing every horse he tried to ride. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep the Elmer Fudding of me and just deliver that line again. In a related story, his former teammate Pablo Sandoval has been banned from competing in rodeo contests after crushing every horse he's tried to ride. See how much nicer that was spoken out. Probably not as funny that way, but anyway. More baseball and Yankees news. Former Yankees great Derek Jeter came to Baumgartner's defense, saying that while he'd never actually competed in a rodeo, he did spend most of his Yankees career doing bareback riding whenever he wasn't playing. And Derek Jeter had more to say because he weighed in on the sign-stealing scandal of the Astros. He called it unfortunate. Jeter then admitted the Marlins had tinkered with a sign-stealing strategy of their own, but rival teams grew suspicious when they noticed a fan in the stands. And Dick Pound of the IOC says that Japan has 3 months to decide on whether to hold the Olympics because of the coronavirus danger. Now, folks, we're very thankful to Dick Pound because there's really no need to ever put in a punchline when you've got Dick Pound in the joke. At least that's what I'm hoping. That was your Daily Sports Dump for today. There is a correction from yesterday. Well, not a correction, but a realization. Yesterday, we did a fake interview with, of course, the Zamboni driver turned emergency goalie who won an NHL game over the weekend. What I realize is we probably could have actually gotten an interview with the real Zamboni driver. He was doing interviews with everyone and everywhere all the time yesterday. So we apologize for not getting an actual person we could have and replacing it with a fake interview, which maybe is more entertaining. You'll have to go back and listen for that. All right, I'm Joe. This was the Daily Sports Dump. Go to iTunes, Spotify. Please give us a follow at Sports Dump Show on Twitter. I know you're on Twitter, so just follow Sports Dump Show so I can stop plugging it on my regular thing. Okay. And we have a Spotify page. We have a Patreon page. It's hard to find, but it's the Sports Dump at Patreon. I don't even know if it comes up in a search, honestly. We don't have any patrons. It could be you. And boy, we'd dedicate an entire episode to you for just a dollar. Think about it. All right. Late.